it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, the Indianapolis Colts, with the 201st pick, select cornerback Micah Abraham from the University of Marshall. Cody, I think this is the first guy that when you say cornerback, you actually mean legit cornerback, not a guy that's a cornerback, make it to be out to something else. Micah Abraham actually is a legit cornerback. 5'9" and only 185 pounds. So looking at that, obviously a lot smaller than your typical guy, which makes you think that he's most likely going to be a nickel guy and basically a slot corner, maybe to back up Kenny Moore in the future. The rest of the RAS scores, guys, this might be the lowest RAS score that we have seen but of a Colts player selection by Chris Ballard since being here at a 3.7. Did not have a great vertical, did not have a good broad jump, did not have a great shuttle, did not have a great three cone. But as far as the speed goes, had a good 10-yard split, a great 20-yard split, and a great 40-yard dash at a 4.43. So this guy definitely still has speed on his side. Now, the only difference with this is, and this is where you and I were making the comparisons to Isaiah Rodgers, this guy has 12 career interceptions at Marshall. Was there for 5 years, didn't have any in his first year, only had one his sophomore year, and then in the last 3 years had 11 interceptions altogether. So this is a guy over the last 2 years has had 10 of them. So this is a guy that has been insanely productive despite not being the greatest of athletes. This guy's been productive taking the ball away in turnovers. And that reminds you a lot of what Isaiah Rodgers did when he was selected out of UMass.
Yeah. And again, kind of a smaller school guy type of feel, but very productive for that. And so it makes me think he's going to take some time, but he's certainly, like you said, he's got that elite trait, and that is the speed, right? He's got that elite trait, the 40, the 20, 10's pretty good as well. And also, Derek, I mean, for being as small as he did have 13 bench press. And so this guy's obviously a little bit smaller than Kenny Moore, but a little bit faster, right, than Kenny Moore as well. And so, like you talked about, backup slot, which I do think is a need for sure for the Indianapolis Colts, because if Kenny Moore goes out, who are you playing back there? I mean, realistically, like who's going to play in the slot? So I do think it's a need. You can't argue with the production. And I'm excited to see this guy on the field because, yeah, there are some things that you're like not great, you know, RAS-wise. But we've seen, Derek, this draft has been, obviously, at times we've seen the Colts go RAS, but it's been also more about production in college. Like we saw that. Even from the number one pick in Laiatu, it's been all about production with pretty much every single player. Traits obviously are a big factor as well for the Colts, but like the Colts felt like they were comfortable enough with the speed that he had that he could still be a good corner in this league, matched with that production. Now, obviously, the level of competition, that is a question mark. That's always going to be a question mark with these small school guys, but you can't argue with the speed and the production. And I think that's probably what the Colts saw. And they say, hey, this man had 6 interceptions in a season back in 2022, and he had 4 last year. So definitely think this is a guy that can come in right away and compete. You never know where he can go. But as it stands right now, probably, you know, that backup slot guy, potentially practice squad guy. But again, just adding more depth in that DB room, I don't think that's a problem at all for the Indianapolis Colts. I don't think he's going to seriously compete probably for, you know, a starting position. But I do think he's a guy that can come in and kind of be that backup nickel potentially here.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Immediately.
Yeah, I mean, to get 10 interceptions in the last two seasons, you clearly have to be smart and know what you're doing in order to be able to get that kind of production.
And it's got to be, like, the ball skills have to be elite in order to do that, right?
Oh,
so
100%.
Some of the stuff that RAS doesn't catch, right,
yep,
that doesn't account for, like, you know, some of that production, some of those smarts. Like, we even talked with a guy like Latu, you know, there are certain things like the RAS score just doesn't catch. And we love the RAS score. You know, there's some very valuable information there, but also production at the end of the day, when you look at it, that matters too.
Matters so just as more, if not more, in a lot of circumstances. And, you know, like, again, you have said it, this is very anti-Build-A-Ballard kind of play here, like what Zach Hicks would always say. You know, a lot of these players are not prototypically what Ballard would normally go with. But, you know, we've seen that throughout this entire draft, to be completely honest with you. The offensive linemen, we've seen a couple guys there that were high on RAS, some that weren't. A couple of these guys that are going to be changing positions here shortly, that we're wondering about that. I mean, but now, Cody, I mean, the last couple picks that you've had, a lot of these guys are now, so you brought in a safety that's going to now be a linebacker. You have a guy that is a safety that you might put at the corner position, but probably will keep at safety. And then you bring in a guy who's a corner depth. He's most likely not going to play on the outside because of his size, but definitely can play on the inside with smaller guys. So, I mean, Indianapolis on the back end of this draft has definitely been going with the defensive depth at this point.
The production, right? The you talked about, you know, with the other pick they had, the, you know, potentially playing safety. He had four picks as well.
Yeah.
So, like, two guys now that have had seasons of, you know, pretty good production picking the ball off. So definitely can't argue with that for the Indianapolis Colts. And so a little bit surprising given Chris Ballard's history and knowing how much he values those traits, but also it's refreshing to see, honestly, the Colts go after guys with production. And sometimes, you know, knowing RAS isn't the end all be all. And sometimes you just got to go get a guy that is productive. So,
yep, absolutely. So, let us know your thoughts on this, guys. Micah Abraham, cornerback out of Marshall. Not a great RAS score, but definitely more productive in this. Let us know your thoughts on this. Thank you so much. And as always, guys, go Colts.